It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Crestview. We're in the, I think they call this the elementary or middle school gym. And it might, if I'm remembering correctly, this might have been their old gym, the high school gym from years ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
It looks different. I was here several times in the old days. But the Lady Indians are taking on the Ottawa Glandorf Lady Titans in this first match. And have you kind of looked at the bracket? I'm trying to figure out if we'll play the first match and then St. Henry and St. Paul, and I think that's Norwalk St. Paul, maybe?
Yes.
Which is
Salina. Salina and St. Paul.
Yeah, Salina and St. Paul, yeah. We'll be in the second match here. And if we win, we'll play the winner. If we lose, we'll play the loser. Is that what you're saying there?
Yep, sure.
So
yep.
I haven't seen this one or confused by the way I usually see. So,
yeah.
So, and then if we win, we would move to the high school gym, I believe.
Yep.
And if we lose, we would stay here. We don't want to lose, but it would make it easier for me, so I don't have to move everything. But that's okay. There's a whole game in between.
That's right. You've got plenty of time.
So, and then if we lose that one, then we come back here. If we win that one, we stay there. So anyway, it just we'll probably have a half an hour or more. Well, actually, there's going to be 20 minutes after our match before the next one starts here. Then after that, it'll be 10 minutes in between. But so we'll have probably an hour after this match before our next match would start. So we'll probably go back to the studio for that. But, you know, we'll get it all figured out and kind of let you know. And it should be a good long day of great great volleyball. I don't know much about Arlington or Belmont.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All the rest of them are top-notch teams.
Yep, for sure.
Like St. Henry had a good battle with them. Had a good battle with Salina. Ottawa Glandorf is always tough.
Yeah, you know, Ottawa Glandorf, they're 12-2, and I got to officiate them this year early in the season. They played Wapak, and they went five long ones. Last game was like 17-15.
Ooh.
So they're a nice team. Definitely beatable. Definitely. They got beat by three by Salina this week, I believe. So.
Yep.
And I don't know who their other loss is. I was just going to try to sneak a peek and see if I can
think
find
about it.
It.
I was talking to Dave Bonansegna from he does the Putnam County League things similar to what we do, the internet.
Uh-huh.
And he covers them. He covers all Putnam County sports. Usually two or three. I think they did two or three football games last night. But he covered that game, that match with Salina, with Ottawa. I told him, you know, Salina usually competes pretty well with the MAC, but this year they're beaten by the MAC. So they're a much improved team over just regularly being a pretty good program.
Yeah.
So they're better than pretty good this year. So
yeah,
it's going to be there's no easy ones on there that I see.
Look,
Arlington, Belmont, I have no idea.
I don't know either. I guess we'll find out today.
But those would be, if they're cupcakes, those are the only ones, and I have a feeling they are not.
I have a feeling they are not either.
They're trying to get the best of the best here, and they have some really, really good ones on the roster here. So we'll be back in just a little bit. We'll then take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Emily and Kyle from Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Calp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Calp Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medications and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314. Or just stop in. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Those invitational matches are three set matches instead of five. Now, do they on the three set matches? Does the third one still go to 25?
Still
or does
goes
it go
to 25. Okay, yep. So the only time 25. It's to 15 is a fifth set in a varsity match.
Okay, so I didn't know if it was always the last set if it was tied or
nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Good.
Yeah, that was a major debacle when that rule changed years, many, many years ago. Everybody was playing with the deciding set to 15, and that was just a debacle that year. So, especially in the junior high, because every junior high team stopped at 15 in the third set, you know, and they just didn't read the rule deep enough to see only the fifth set was.
They saw somebody else doing it that way and assuming they did it right.
Yep.
So
yep. And even the officials didn't, you know, they didn't argue. So
yeah. Well, they got a shorter day.
Yep, that's right. Amen. Yep.
I'm not sure why.
Grace Guggenmiller getting ready to serve. Marissa Garkey, middle back. Faith Sarsetter. In the front row, we have Tegan Mara and Whitley. And then OG on the other side, I couldn't tell you who these people are. I mean, yeah, I've got their lineup, but their names.
Their roster here, yeah.
Yeah.
We know they're good.
We know they're good,
and
so
here comes
we've got to play our A game. So,
yep.
Got to play our A game. So Grace back to serve. Nice serve over. And a nice pass by OG out to the big girl. And they roll shot it to Mara, to Grace, to Whitley. Or, I'm sorry, Faith, to Whitley. And they have to, and the big girl gets a kill off of a block right in front of Whitley and Mara. So.
Yep, they got the block, but it came down on our side.
Yep, came down on our side.
Yep.
Yep.
That was a pretty nice little volley there. We'll see how they can go here.
See if we can get a serve receive. Marissa to Faith, out to Whitley.
They're big.
She really needs
They're
to
tall.
See. Yep. So short to Whitley. To Grace, back set to Tegan, who gets a nice slicer, but it just goes out of bounds.
Yep,
that was a major slice.
She went cross court.
She sure did.
About a foot out of bounds.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Stayed in. they had no chance of getting
nope,
there.
Nope, it was
nobody
pretty.
There.
Nope, nope. So the Indians down 3-0. Marissa Garkey lets one go. It lands inbounds. She thought it was going out. So 4-0. Indians down. Just a little bit of a slow start on Saturday morning. See if we can.
You don't want to do that.
Get this roll going. Yeah, you don't want to go with a slow start. Mara to Faith, out to Mara, and she gets a nice hit off the top of their hands, and they make a nice play out of it. Marissa for the dig. Mara to Whitley, who gets a nice hit, and then a great block by Whitley.
That
great
was
block
good.
By Whitley and Tegan.
Yep. So, yeah, we don't want to get down. Like, you know, we got down to Coldwater that one game. Down is bad for us. And now we just hit one out of bounds. 5-1 Lady Titans.
Yeah, we can't miss serves. We missed a lot, I thought, against Coldwater. So hopefully we can regroup here. And they missed one, too.
Yeah,
so.
They put one on out on the side.
I'm just trying to – sometimes you try to place it too much or too – and it just doesn't work out. And she looked like she was really trying to paint that line, and she totally missed it.
So Indians down 5-2. And
Buppy. We got Buppy back here.
This young
serving.
Lady is very capable of getting several points in a row and getting us in the lead.
She is. Nice serve. You know, that's one thing I noticed OG struggled with.
Wow.
So Tegan psyched the girl out. The girl thought she was going to crush it, and she didn't. The ball went over on her side of the net, and she kind of caught it with her hands. So
yep.
Indians get a point, 5-3. And Buppy back to serve, and she just rifled the first one, rifles the second one, but they have a great pass. And a tip goes there, so
yeah,
you just got to know
that. She felt the need to try to at least do something, and she hit it straight backwards.
Yep. It's one of those things you got to discipline your blockers, you know. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, illegal set by Tegan.
Yeah, she kind of lifted it.
Yeah, she sure did. So not a bad pass. I mean, it went right to her. I think she just, I don't think she knew quite where she was at the net, and just tried to single hand set it. So Buppy to Tegan, out to Marissa. And it goes out of bounds. So Marissa gets us a great kill.
Off of their blockers and out of bounds back on our side, but almost came to us.
Yeah, like it was way out of bounds. So
Whitley, 7-4 with Whit serving.
Yeah. See if she can be consistent for us today.
She will be.
So 7-4 Indians down. And, oh, and she gets a nice serve. It goes way out of bounds, but they play it. So free ball, and they can't quite play the free ball.
Yep, they got that, got them screwed.
To the libero, who they have to just kind of free ball it over, and it goes out of bounds. So Indians get another point. So they're struggling with the free or the serve a little bit, and that's what we want them to do, is struggle with that serve.
Yep.
We know what it's like to have some struggle with serve receive. So,
yep.
Oh, that goes way out.
Yep, I thought she might. She looked like she was going to play that one, and I knew that was way out.
Yeah,
that was out by 5 feet.
Yeah.
So 8-6, Indians down by 2 now with Titans serving.
We just got to buckle down and make less errors. And that to Buppy, to Tegan, out to Grace Guggenbiller, who gets us a rocks it way out of bounds.
Yep. Went to the corner and it's just a little too far.
Yep, so 9-6. Back to serve, OG. She's got a nice little down ball serve, but it goes into the net. That's where we want it going, into the net.
I believe that
9-7.
If I'm reading my... There's one of these.
Lord, we keep serving them out of bounds.
Well,
I would really like to be a coach on that bench over there.
As Rob mentioned several times on Thursday,
out again. My gosh, nobody wants to win.
Serve
OG.
Errors are killing us.
Yes, yes.
We have to do better than that. So it's 10-8, and
OG
be Marissa.
OG didn't want that serve either, so
nope.
I don't think anybody wants to win today.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. So back to serve as Marissa. Indians down 10-8, and she gets us one in. That's where we like it, just keeping it in play, and they've got a free ball it over. Marissa lets it go, and then she gets a kill.
Yep, stayed in by about 6 inches, 6 or 8 inches.
Yep, I think she needs to trust herself a little bit more.
Well, and she could have made a good play on it.
Yeah, she was already there.
You need to make the play and worry about if it was in or out later.
Right, right.
If it's going to be a tough one, maybe you let it go. But
right, that was, that was not going to be tough. Grace. Mara, who gets a nice play. And a good block by Grace and Tegan, and they can't play it.
Ooh, they did.
Outside
they did
the antenna.
Play it.
Outside the antenna.
Yeah, I gotta say it had to be outside the antenna.
I was wondering. I was like, man, if she doesn't call
it
that,
took her a while to blow the whistle.
So. Yep, it sure did.
Yep,
it sure did.
So 11-9 now with Grace serving.
Yep.
Indians down 2. Said that a lot. Let's get ahead 2.
Oh, nice serve by Grace. And Faith misses the dig.
Tipped it over our blockers and gets down behind them. So
12-9. Indians down 12-9.
I believe I am seeing Mara Shepherd.
To Mara, to Faith, over to Tegan. Gets a kill. We'll take it. Tegan gets a nice kill.
They did what we did. They watched one that was playable.
Yeah, they sure did. She didn't even go for it. And it was like 3 feet in versus.
That cleared the net, but I thought it was going to hit the middle of the net.
I did
that,
too.
That was a rocket.
Yeah. Indians down 12-11. So it's back and forth today. Back and forth here.
Yep.
So Tegan back to serve again. Another rocket in the same spot. And they struggle with it. Got a free ball it over. That's what we like.
Yep.
To Aubrey. back to Whitley, and she gets blocked. Blocked by 21. Probably a Kaufman is my guess. She's the other big tall girl over there.
Yep,
yeah, Katie Kaufman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a nice player. We just got to see her blocker a little bit better on that. And they know the play, so.
Yeah, we had them where we want them with that rocket serve.
Yep, yep. 13-11. Aubrey to, yep, and she goes over the net. Tegan just, her foot just goes over the center line.
So. I don't ever see any of that.
Yep, I saw it.
14-11. We were down one, now we're down three.
Yep.
We need to get this
just little mistakes we got to fix here. So far, serve receive has been play to get the kill.
And the blockers were up there, and
yep.
she put it over top of them, just like they did on us 2 points ago.
Yep.
So.
And that might be a good thing for us. Let's tip them until they. Oh my lord! Oh, we just missed another serve. I think we've missed five serves.
Puppy just put it a little long.
Yeah. I just want to holler at him, but I can't. I got this microphone in my ear.
Yeah, we don't want to deafen anybody.
And out. They don't want to serve either. So this has just been a rough morning for both teams, really.
Yep.
We just have a few more mistakes than they do. So am I allowed to holler at my kids? They keep it in. So Whitley Ram will back serve. Just nice and easy, Whit. I think she heard me.
Yeah, see,
just, it doesn't have to be hard.
She didn't hear you. She did. She got it by osmosis.
Yeah. Double. Oh, and he didn't call it. Okay, and it goes to the Indians anyway. She did not call the double, but no touch. Oh, my Lord.
She just hits it out of bounds. We were within one. Now it's 16-14, Titans. They've been ahead the whole match, whole set.
I think this small little gym is freaking them out. I mean, all we got to do is serve to this team at this point. All we got to do is serve.
The court's the same size.
Yes, for sure. Well, they don't want to serve either.
Wow.
I'd like to know the serving percentage for both teams at this point. So Indians down 16-15. Yes, 0.08.
Wow.
Keep it in, Faye.
If you heard me, it's time to cheer. I've got to do something.
Got to let it
just
out.
Just put the ball in play is all we've got to do. See, you put it in play, they don't know what to do with it. They got to free ball it over to Grace, to Faith, slide to Grace, and she gets
nice.
Us a kill.
Off the hand.
Yeah.
The middle
blocker was a little late, and that's all we needed. So that was a great, great little play by the Indians.
We're tied
we actually
up
got
now.
Our free ball. This is the first time we've actually been tied up with them. So, yes.
Several years is when they're going up for that block.
Missed serve again.
Serve hits the top of the net and rolls down the net and falls on our side.
So, yeah.
You know, you talk about a lot of times when they go up to block, make sure your hands are in toward the court and not out.
Yep. So Grace Guggenbiller with a nice swing, and they keep it in play, and they got a free ball over to Whitley Rammel, to Faith, out to Marissa Garkey, who gets blocked, to Faith, to Audra, out to Tegan. Tegan just rolls it in the middle of the court and gets a nice little controlled hit, which, and then they get a kill. Right over the top of Audra and middle back. So middle back is wide open.
Yep.
Indians let it go, and OG gets a point.
So now they're ahead by a point, 18-17.
And a high to Audra, to Faith, to Whitley Rammel.
She hits the wall. She put a dent. Is that a thing, or is that just what she wanted to make sure she got one in?
Yeah, I'm not real sure. Marissa Garkey gets a nice hit and almost not quite a kill. They still got a free ball over to Marissa and then to Grace, who gets out of bounds.
She called that
hits
out.
Out of bounds.
I thought that hit right in front of that judge, but maybe not.
Just out of bounds.
So 20-17.
Yep,
and they scored four straight on us.
Yep, they sure did.
Come on, girls.
We need a quick side out here. Short to Marissa, to Faith, to Marissa. Marissa gets the little kill.
Just rolls
I'll tell
it
you
over
what,
there.
We've had two short kills, or two kills off of a tip, and I think if we're not seeing that, tip it until we pull their defense in. I mean, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Marissa with a good serve, keeping it in play at this point. We'll take it. And then a nice kill by the right side hitter right over the top of Mara. And the...
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
And we're back here, OG Middle School, or I'm sorry, Crestview Middle School playing OG. Indians down 21-18. It's really just been a slow start, honestly, for both teams. It's just a matter of who's going to make the least amount of mistakes. And right now, Indians have more mistakes than OG. So, so Grace Guggenbiller to Faye, back set to Grace. And she gets a kill for us. That's what we need. Right off the blocker's hands, out of bounds. So that was a nice little swing. That's what you got to do. Just keep swinging hard. So Indians get another point.
Came back on our side, but they didn't have their hands pointed toward the center of the court.
That's right.
They had it up toward the side.
So Grace Guggenbiller with a good serve. They make a nice play. Still have to free ball it over to Marissa, to Faith, to Whitley, who gets it.
That's a wrong call. That was 6 inches in.
Oh, my Lord. And she was so worried about getting hit. I don't think she honestly saw it.
Yeah, she was getting out of the way.
I really don't think she saw it.
No, I don't think she did, unfortunately.
No. So
let's go to the replay.
Side out. Yeah, let's show that replay again. So 22-19. Indians got a serve receive here. Short to Marissa. To face, slide it out to Whitley, who gets a kill off of that one. I'm not sure how.
That was going to go out of bounds. And the girl,
way out of bounds.
I don't think the girl had any chance.
String together a couple of points here. So we'll see if Tegan can get us a couple points. So Tegan with a great serve, and they have to make a nice, just going to free ball it over to Marissa, to Tegan, out to Mara, who tips it, and it doesn't go over. So I think she was thinking, there's a big hole in the middle. And timeout, Travis. 23-20, Indians down. We'll be right back.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Okay, we're back. Indians down 23-20. OG back to serve. That's the Kaufman girl, I believe. No, that's not the Kaufman girl. Might be a sister. Who knows? Marissa to Tegan. And just a little too high for Whitley.
Yep.
So,
didn't have it timed correctly.
Yeah, the timing was
24-20 now.
Just off,
set point. We need to get this one. We need to get four in a row here.
Yeah. Short to Whitley. To Tegan. To Lily. Lily can't quite play it, so
Whitley gets it over.
Yep. Aubrey with a dig to Tegan, back row to Marissa with a nice hit. And Kaufman gets the tip kill to end it.
Yep.
So 25-20, Indians go down. We'll be right back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
This is Chad Guggenbeller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
We're back at Crestview and the Crestview Knights Invitational playing Ottawa Glandorf.
About the only thing we got going on, there weren't very many digs. OG missed a lot of serves, but I think we might have maybe missed a few more than they did. Right now, it just boils down to who's going to make the least amount of mistakes. I think we're definitely evenly matched. I just don't think we realize it yet. We're kind of playing sluggish, so if we could just speed it up and play a little bit better defense, I think we could pull this one out. So we'll see.
Yep.
So back to serve receive. We've got Marissa to Faith to Mara. Mara gets a nice kill.
That's what we
needed her just to get that little sneak through kill. So nice job by Mara. And back to serve for us is Grace Guggenbiller. And Grace has been, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it, been a really good server for us this year. And she gets us an ace.
Yep. That girl was leaning.
Yep. And it popped her in the chest and then the face. So.
Yep.
So nice serve by Grace Guggenbiller. She gets us an ace to put us up 2-0 in the second set. So, and then she gets another nice serve, and they handle it pretty easy out to the outside hitter. Grace with a dig to Faith, to Whitley Rammel, and she freaked. Just a little too slow to get to it. It's just one of those where you just got to move your feet to get to it, and instead we fall. We just fall forward. So back to serve, and Marissa just misses it. Just misses the serve receive. I'm not sure she was quite ready, so that ties us up.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure she was quite ready for that serve.
She got to it and shot it straight at the net, about 80 miles an hour.
Yep. So back to serve receive is Marissa to Faith, out to Mara, and Mara gets blocked.
And down on our side.
Yeah, down on our side. She's just got to keep swinging.
So they've gotten three in a row on us after we got two in a row.
Yeah.
So let's get the serve back.
Yeah. Mara just needs to keep swinging out there. Swing, swing, swing. She's got two girls that are like 6'3" across from her and Aubrey to Faith to Tegan. Tegan gets a nice kill to the left-hand corner. Yep. That's what we needed. They followed. Yep. That they did just what we wanted them to do. They followed.
Just inbounds, and I had to look at the official to see if she was going to.
Yeah. They followed Whitley, and Tegan came around and hit a two ball out of the middle to that back corner. So we've got to keep our serves in.
Yeah, but she, you know, she had two or three of those rocket serves that were really tough for them to handle in that last set. So.
Serve receive Aubrey to Tegan to Lily. Lily puts it back in the corner, and they got it. They struggle with it, and they're going to tip it to Tegan, to Aubrey, to Whitley, who bangs it right down the line.
Wow.
That was a great,
she smashed that one.
Great set. Great set by Aubrey.
4-4.
Nice job. So great set by Aubrey to get it out to Whitley's slide. That's what we like. 4-4, Indians up. Back to serve. We got Buppy. See if she can get us some, put us on a roll here. Nice rocket serve. I love her little hop skip of a rocket. A tip to Tegan. Out to Aubrey. To Whitley, who gets blocked. That was just set way too much on top of her head.
Did get a couple of hands on it,
but
never under anywhere.
Is a short serve.
She gives it back to us.
Yep, she sure does. I just want to holler at Wit.
Keep it in, Wit.
Holler at Wit. Just drop it short somewhere. They can't handle it. Hopefully she heard me. We'll see. It's 5-5. Indians tied. Let's see if we can. There she goes. That's what we need. Free balling it over.
Have them scrambling.
Grace to Tegan to Lily. Hits it way out of bounds.
Yep.
Way out of bounds.
Hit a little too far under it. She had it timed about right, but she swung a little.
She drops her elbow a lot. Yeah. You know, I've been telling her that since seventh grade. She drops her elbow a lot. So, and ball goes out of bounds on the serve receive off of Whitley. So that's two straight points for OG. Puts them up 7-5.
Well, we need one of those service errors they've been doing.
Yep, that's what we need really bad right
Definitely
now.
Definitely want that.
I wonder if I can send her my mojo like, nope. Good dig.
Oh, man, that was great. But then they get it right back at us. Yep. We had two really good scramble hits and got it over, and they put it right back down while we were kind of out of kilter.
Yep.
8-5. We need to get this service back. We can't let them get this run going.
Right. Nice serve. Buppy to Tegan to Whitley. And then they have a nice play out of the back row. So Buppy to Tegan out to Marissa, who gets blocked. Grace gives us a nice little
help. This is a great volley.
Yep. Marissa, Tegan to Whitley. Back to Buppy to Tegan to Marissa. They tip it, and they're going to keep it in play. And it drops because Grace doesn't block. This did not block, so it dropped right in the center of the court. Right in the center of the court.
9-5.
So Faith comes in to serve for the Indians, down 9-6. She serves it out of bounds.
Another service error. Stop doing that. I'm pretty sure they're not listening.
No. Nope. Buppy to Faith to Grace, who gets us a nice kill.
Yep.
You know, when we can get a good pass and set, it's amazing what you can do.
Yes.
So. Back to serve. We got Marissa. Indy's down 10-7.
Let's get a little run here.
Nice serve. They make a nice play out of it. Out of bounds. Out of bounds by OG.
Big swing.
Like. Yep.
But it was out.
Yep. 10-7.
She did get it past all of our defenders.
She did. She did.
It's easy to do.
That was
going to
be. Yeah, it was going to be. Blocked. We're just not seeing our blockers right now. That's too easy. But that should have went out, and it didn't. It should have went out to our four ball. Setter's got to see our blockers.
11-8. Looks like Bailey Krause back to serve.
Whitley to Faith, middle. Oh, nice. Nice. Okay, so.
Unintentional. That puck's coming to us.
Hey, see your blockers.
I just told my setter to see your blockers.
Let's go, ladies. Let's go.
It's like we're not seeing our blockers. We're they're eating the ball because they don't know.
We're setting it to where their blockers are.
Yes. There, see?
That one went in.
The short ball isn't going to work. Right, for the 100th time, that short ball is not going to work.
12-9.
I don't know if they're listening to me, but.
I think all of them have their ear. Faith got it up.
Faith got it up. Whitley just tanked it out of bounds.
Her thought was right because that had only been the second hit, but she flipped it over there thinking we could catch him by surprise went on out of bounds.
13-9. Aubrey to Faith to short ball to Whitley. Can't quite make a play out of it to Aubrey. To Faith, thank you. To Marissa, or Mara, I'm sorry. Mara gets a nice hit. And then, Whitley just off of Whitley and Tegan's hands. Can't quite get the dig. So, Indians go 14-9. They're down. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Good timeout. They tanked it in the net.
Yep. That wasn't even close to getting over the net.
Stay down, Tegan. Stay down. Get him in.
Sorry, that's me coaching.
They may or may not be listening.
14-10. We need some points. Let's see if she's not listening. She didn't hear me say stay down. She just heard me say we need points. Oh, goodness. Way in bounce. It's like we're just watching. It's like we're just watching.
She raised her flag as if it was out, and then she changed it. It was so in.
It was way in.
Yep.
Marissa gets a nice dig. Tegan to Whitley. Can't make a play out of it.
16-10. We have to get this point. We need to change that momentum right now.
Yeah. Mara to Tegan. Out to Whitley. Gets us a nice hit. Can't make a play out of it. Whew. He gets a great kill. Good set by Tegan.
I thought they
up
were going
to serve. gonna Audra.
Get their way out of that. It came back up where it almost could have been played, but not quite.
Yeah. Back to serve. We got Buppy to Whitley to Tegan out to Marissa. There we go.
Goes
I don't know where
cross
she.
Court.
Why we're not using Marissa more? That was a beautiful, beautiful play. I think they went to go to Whitley and she gave it to Marissa instead and got us a great kill.
I'm thinking I saw
That's
a couple
like textbook
of following Whitley
to Tegan out to Marissa and she gets another kill.
Yep, off of their hands, out of bounds on our side, just about to Coach Guggenbiller.
Gives us two more points.
Audra.
16-13, Indians down.
Get one at a time,
just
Audra.
Just consistent. Just keep them in and keep them over. And another kill. Another ace. Well, we're going to give her an ace just because they couldn't play it. So Indians get up some points. 16-14, and OG takes timeout. We'll be right back.
Green Street Market has the best steak prices in the area, always $2, $3, $4 a pound less than everybody else. They buy in large quantities and pass that savings on to you, and there's no limit on how much you can buy at these great prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are only $7.99 a pound. Get some steaks and grill them up while the weather's still nice, and grab a bunch more and put them in the freezer to save for later. Great prices on great steaks at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Come back, like, what, 3 or 4 straight points?
Yeah. I think we were down 16-10.
Yeah, so 16-14 now.
Yep.
Back to serve is Buppy.
She's been doing them one at a time.
Mm-hmm, that's all we need, one at a time. Keep it in play.
Can't get 2 points on any play. There's a double off the wall.
Yep.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
We were doing well, but we just need to get it back. We got we outscored them 4-1 there in that little run. So
we did.
14-7.
And you know, it just shows if we just conserve to this team, we could probably win. Audra to Tegan, out to Marissa. It's a great hit. Tegan to Audra, out to Marissa. And she roll shots it. Back set. And Whitley, just off of Whitley's block, down for a kill for the OG Titans, 18-14.
We need to outscore them, too.
Great kill. Back set.
Right in that back corner.
Yep.
Made that judge jump again, but she got the call right this time.
Yep. That's right. At least she's kept her hit in it.
Yes.
Back to serve is Whitley. That puts Grace in the front row with Marissa and Lily.
18-15.
She keeps it in play, and that's what we need. Just keep it in play. Yeah.
Oh, great block.
Grace and Lily. Yeah. That ball went straight down. 18-16. Yep. Indians still down by 2.
They had their hands in instead of out.
Yep.
There we go.
They did. That's where you want them, in and not out.
One at a time, Whit.
Good serve. And they go with a slide back, and Buppy's there, but can't quite make the play. Yeah,
she got it way up in the air, but it went backwards toward the the wall. And
she did.
Get there, 19-16. So they have 6 to go to get to 25, and we have 9. So
just got to outplay them here.
Yeah.
Just less mistakes, less mistakes.
And Tegan played it off the net, but it had to come back this way, and Witt couldn't play it.
Yeah.
So 2016, we need to buckle down now. Yeah. We need to outscore them 2-1 here.
Yeah. Good. Puts it in the net.
Help us.
They're sure helping us.
They hit it into the net.
They are definitely helping us.
And Faith is going to go back and serve, and she's definitely capable of a good run here. Let's be ahead when she gets through serving.
Yeah.
And maybe even just finish the
be
match.
Nice.
Set.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we watched that one go into the back corner and in, 21-17. We just didn't, I think they were each thinking the other one might be going to get that one, and it just didn't happen.
Neither one of them wanted
Neither one of them even flinched toward it.
Short, they're giving it to us, but we don't know
take
how
it.
To take it.
Let's go, Marissa.
We figured out how to take it.
No, actually, every one of our servers can serve a ton of points.
And they handle it very easy, back set. And just off of Grace's hands.
Tegan couldn't get to it. Tegan made a dive to try to keep it in play, but couldn't. 22-18.
We'll be back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kopp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety programs. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids, and more. So to learn more, visit www.calpharmacy.com/homesafety. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back.
Yep, Marissa serve received to Faith. Back to Grace, who gets a great back row kill, or a kill to the back row, I guess. So.
Yep, went right in that back far corner from where we are, the left-hand corner as our team is facing their court. So
nice, nice play. Textbook play.
We're down three. And Grace.
Always coming from behind here today. So
yep, we don't want to do that.
Oh, my Lord.
And we hit one out of bounds. Just teams are exchanging service errors like crazy.
23-19. Marissa to Faith. Back row attack to Marissa. She gets just a roll shot over the net. And then they got a free ball over to Marissa to Faith. Back to Whitley. Gets the kill.
Big hit. Off the blockers.
Yeah.
Down on their side.
Yep.
23-20.
See, over and in. Over and in.
Man, that was beautiful.
You know, OG has lots and lots of mistakes over there. We just got to find them.
We have to stop making mistakes.
That's, right.
You know, most of their, I shouldn't say most, a lot of their points, plenty of points to for us to be ahead. We have given them instead of them getting them.
Another good serve by Tegan, and they struggle. And a dig by Aubrey back to Whitley. Whitley get another hit. And out to them, and dig by Marissa.
There's a good set.
And she calls a double on Tegan. For the games, or the, gives them 24-21.
So this is match point here for them.
Yeah, match point.
We need to get three to stay in it. Five to win.
Mara to Tegan. She just dumps it over. To Whitley with a dig.
Put it in between all of them.
So 22-24. Indians are down, fighting from behind here.
Audra.
Audra Butt back to serve. I'm sure her mom's up there in the stands just a-cringing. There, she gets a nice serve over. And a back row attack to Tegan. To Aubrey, to Marissa with a nice bomb. To Marissa, to Tegan, to Whitley, and she just hits it out of bounds.
Just out of bounds. Yep. Oh, man.
Yep. Yep. So Indians go down 25-22 that second set. Just too many mistakes got us.
Yep. Let's take a break. We'll come back with a little bit of chit-chat and see what we're doing here, and maybe some stats, and we'll be back a little bit later with our second match against whoever wins this, whoever loses this second match. So be back in just a little bit.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
We're back here at Crestview Middle School gym, and the Indians have lost to the Ottawa Glendorf Lady Titans. First match was 25-20. Second one, 25-22, I believe.
Yep, is that right? I think so, yeah.
You have some stats for us, Diana?
About the only ones I took were digs and kills. It's the only thing I can keep up with, and sometimes I struggle with that. But I have Whitley leading up, led us with kills with six. Riss and Grace each had five, and Tegan had two. Mara did have one in there.
So,
lots of misers.
Yep. So we're going to be playing, let's see, our next match will be, I'm going to say, about 45 minutes to an hour. There's going to be 20 minutes in between this, and we will play the loser of this match here in this gym. So if I'm reading our schedule correctly.
Yes.
And so it looks like we'll be playing either Salina or St. Paul. Norwalk St. Paul, I believe, is who that is.
Yep.
And so we'll see how that all goes. But we'll be going back to the studio for a while, probably somewhere in the hour range.
Yeah, I would say more like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
we do have 20 minutes.
Minute
and this match took 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So let's assume that it's 45 minutes plus the 20. And if it goes to three sets, it could go longer than that. So we'll be back in a little while. And we appreciate you listening. And stay tuned for music. And so.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fortin Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fortin Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.